Listen up, you blundering fools. It's time for the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast. Get all the toy talk your evil heart could desire from these nincompoops. Jason, Elgin, and Spoody.
Yo, Joe, and welcome to the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast, where a group of friends get together to talk about one of our shared loves, toy collecting. We're here to celebrate how these little colorful pieces of plastic can transform you into a little kid again. If this is your first time listening to or watching us on YouTube, first of all, thank you so much. That's so awesome of you. There's like a lot of stuff on YouTube. A lot. So it's really cool that you picked us. Thank you so much. You're going to find out, though, soon enough, we are not toy experts. Hush your mouth. We're going to get some shit wrong, but not today, maybe. We'll see. But yeah, we're just toy enthusiasts, so going to mess things up. Speaking of details, though, let me introduce everyone. Hi, I'm Jason. How's it going? This is Elgin.
Hey, how's it going?
And that's Spoody.
Hello.
You'll notice that Corey's not here. We sadly need to let you know that Corey's decided to step away from the show. It's a bummer, but we wish him the best.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And those of you who are watching are like, Jason, there's still someone sitting there. That's right. We have a special guest today, someone who is actually integral to the topic of today's show. Someone who was integral in helping Elgin know a whole new level of joy.
Mm-hmm.
It's Brendan Tharp, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Well, please tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and your toy collecting and all that good stuff.
All right. I actually know Elgin from work, so
yep.
We've been working together for a while now, and it's been a lot of fun because we share some interests on the toy front. My personal collection stuff goes way back. I've got things from Thundercats, Turtles, and then my big one, which might be obvious from the shirt, is Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I learned while we were getting ready for Spoody to show up. Big Ghostbuster fan over here.
Yep.
Pretty exciting. Well, thank you so much. Welcome to a monumental episode that's been over a year in the making. Elgin, your Motu-loving host, is bursting with excitement as he finally gets his hands on the long-awaited masterpiece, the Masters of the Universe Eternia playset from Mattel Creations. In this episode, Elgin is going to take you on an epic journey through the Eternia playset, exploring every nook and cranny of this holy grail of toy playsets. From the towering Castle Grayskull to the intricate Snake Mountain, Elgin will dive into the stunning details and nostalgic features that make this playset an absolute dream for any Masters of the Universe fan. And Brendan's here because he helped Elgin realize this dream. We'll get into that later. And Elgin's also going to take us on a little trip later and tell us all about a store.
Heck yeah.
It's going to be awesome. And we'll hear from you guys, our listeners, later with Spoody on your thoughts of this Holy Grail. Mm-hmm. But you can follow us on all the social media platforms, including Patreon. Those links can be found on our website, cracktasticplastic.com. It's a cool site, yo.
It is.
You should check it out. But while you're surfing the interwebs, be sure to stop by our sponsor, ToyHex.com, for all your Repro Label needs. They have an armory where you can get some toy-accurate 3D printed weaponry and tons of amazing sticker sets for all those toys. And we have a monthly contest that Elgin's going to tell you about.
Yeah, every month we usually have a picture or some sort of something that we post on our social media pages. We want you to go out there, comment on it, and usually write something funny, and then we kind of pick whatever the funniest one is, and then we'll give you a $5 coupon for Toy Hacks, so you can go there and get whatever stickers you may want or any other dioramas or whatever else to use there.
They're decals.
Oh! Ooh.
Sticker.
Got them.
But yeah, you can use that if you're the winner, and then we do that every month, so be sure to check out all of our social media pages all over to find out if you've won or if you can enter again. So
mm-hmm.
Do that every month and look for it.
That's Toy Hacks. thrillofthehunt.com. But right now we're going to tell you what toys we picked up lately in a segment we call Thrill of the Hunt.
Listen up, you fools! If anyone knows more about searching for the most unique items in the world, it's me, Cobra Commander! In my reign as Cobra's leader, I have acquired countless items, but those meddling Joes have foiled my attempt at worldwide domination over and over again! But it's the thrill of the hunt that fuels my superb rule of Cobra! Pay attention to my loyal subordinates as they tell you of their latest exploits and acquisitions. It's the thrill of the hunt, Cobra!
All right, we're back. Spooty's going to kick it off today. What do you got, pal?
Well, first I was going to say we should have just introduced him as Corey. Corey the whole episode.
Or new Corey.
Corey 2.0. Corey would have appreciated that more than anyone.
That's true.
Yeah.
We have a Mountain Dew. You got
a Mountain Dew.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. not really.
But they wouldn't say no
either.
Yeah. Need that sweet Mountain Dew money.
I wish. I have a couple of the Transformers stamps.
Oh.
I got a Mr. Wheeljack and a Mr. Starscream.
The kind you put on envelopes.
No. Stamps. Rubber stamps
with inky type stuff.
I got some Motu ones. I think showed a long time ago.
I think I have a couple other ones too. I don't know. I don't remember. So there's those. The little, they don't really look that all that great, but they're pretty cool.
Did you stamp anything yet?
I have not, because they don't have the cover on the bottom, and I don't. So far, like, they haven't made a mess.
That's good.
I think you can clean them with rubbing alcohol.
It might almost take the paint off that, too. So,
I appreciate the stamps are their vehicle forms.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that. Okay. Then I also got a G1 Cliff Jumper, an actual red one. I have the yellow Cliff Jumper and the red Bumblebee, but don't have the actual colored versions, or the right colored versions of either one.
Well, those ones that... they wind them up? Oh, okay.
And they are, like, the most fragile of, like, the G1s.
Yeah.
Like, I see so many with, like, the wheels snapped off or the feet.
Oh,
yeah. Have a hard time.
They definitely.
Because the way it transforms, like, the wheels get in the way.
Some nice stickers on this.
Yeah, it's in good shape.
The one on the...
I'll admit, I would be afraid to transform it.
Yeah, that can get pretty brittle sometimes.
I can't remember exactly what this is from.
Transformers?
It's
Creo.
Creo Transformers.
You guys aren't helping. I don't think it's not a San Diego Comic Con, because it would have a decal on it for that. But it's
they brand.
It's from one of the conventions, though. It's
San Jose.
It's a Creo, the G2 Orange Devastator.
The only way you're going to get one.
With the gun, which he never really had. So I don't know why.
More accessories are better.
Yeah.
Constructicon.
It's a Megatron gun.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of looks like it.
That means that was a huge gun.
Yes.
Which, like, he's the same size as the rest of the Creos.
Yeah.
Pretty much, I think. I never actually held him up to the other ones. But yeah, it's pretty much that size.
Yeah, I don't.
They should have made it bigger, I think, because he's a bigger character.
Right.
But and today I just got this sweet G2 ramjet.
That's cool.
Which is complete except for the landing gear.
I love those colors so much.
Yeah.
What color is that?
Well, it's
he can't tell.
It's 1990s purple and turquoise blue.
And black.
And black.
Yeah. Just grayscale.
Gosh, he's got some good heft to him.
Yeah. Some die-cast. I don't know if the voice changer works. I don't think there's batteries in it.
So he's missing his wheel?
Like the landing gear. Wheel.
Landing gear.
Yeah.
It's just the pegs in there. And then you kind of store it in the cockpit is what you hope to do.
I never actually looked in the cockpit and I put me in there. Nope.
It is not.
Oh, darn.
Damn it. I have a couple.
Yeah, that's heavy.
And I got this sweet
Loyal subjects. kind of clear, mostly clear, except for his waist and feet. Black Mirage, which is my favorite color of Transformer, is clear.
Man, all your toys are sweet, sweet.
Sweet, sweet.
I always liked consoles that had clear cases, so yeah. I get the vibe.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I'm not good at describing things. So this is from 2010. It's a Transformers, Takara Tomy, Sons of Cybertron set that has, it's like the universe version of Optimus Prime and Hot Rod, but they are in clear plastic.
Whoa.
Which I did get out, but I'm probably never going to get out and transform again.
It's too scary. It was,
those are gorgeous.
I mean, I have the regular version of the Optimus Prime. I might have the Hot Rod.
Oh, no, it's sealed up.
Oh, that's really awesome.
Yeah.
It's translucent.
I mean, I thought about getting them out for here, but just so they can, you can see them better. But.
That's cool.
That's cool, that's man.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
That's what social media is for. Get a close up.
Yeah, exactly.
Google it if you really want. This isn't open, but like I guess it's fighting. She's just in their back, upside down. I have the Street Fighter 2.
Uh-oh.
Technical difficulties.
Spooty fell off.
Street Fighter 2. Transformer.
Crossover.
35th anniversary.
Yeah. The crossover you didn't know you wanted.
The 35th anniversary Street Fighter 2 crossover with Transformers. Autobot Hot Rod Ken and RC Chun-Li. And they're fighting. I don't know which versions those actually are off the top of my head. But
of the Transformers?
Of the Transformers, yeah.
They're back to the Power of the Primes or late Power of the Primes or early War for Cybertron.
Hmm.
The flesh color is kind of throwing me off, I'm not going to lie.
It's weird. Yeah. It's weird. But they're fighting, and she's fighting. Upside down in the package.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's doing her whatever kick. Moves.
Yeah.
Her kick move.
The flip kick.
I was confused for a minute. This one's even a better pose. I have the Street Fighter, the 35th anniversary Street Fighter 2 crossover Transformers, the Optimus Prime Ryu, and the Megatron M. Bison.
Yep.
And I know it's the it's like a Blitzwing version, so it's a triple chain. They're both triple changers. I can't remember what the first version of the Optimus Prime was. But it's like the there's like an octane
Power of the Primes.
Power of the Primes, yeah.
Highly appropriate that he's a tank there.
Yep.
Yeah. Both really cool toys.
Triple Changer and Headmaster.
Yeah.
So if you get them out, you can have like Chun-Li and M. Bison, and you'd be like, "Well, it was just a Tuesday for me.
Most important day of your life. For me, it was Tuesday."
I never played this game, so
yeah.
That's from the movie. The movie, yeah.
And then the coolest thing that I've gotten in a while is the collector's edition Megatron Destron with the brown handle version, from Takara Tomy. Debating on opening it. I've never actually played with a Megatron, so.
You almost have to do it, don't you?
But it's not open.
I know.
Sealed P-38 is
and it
gorgeous.
Was expensive.
Here's what you would say to me. Are you going to sell it?
I'm never going to sell it.
Well, then you might as well play with it.
God damn it.
You're going to go to your grave with an unopened box.
And the only reason you wouldn't open one.
Those boxes are cool.
Yeah.
If you've got two, you can open one and then feel good about not opening the other. But that's it.
But do you feel good so not opening it? Yeah.
Yeah. I just be careful. Play with it. Love it.
But it looks like it'll go back in the way you like to do it.
Excuse me. Burped.
I am a fan of keeping packaging in good shape.
Does this shoot these little bullets?
Yeah.
It's a cap gun, basically. So they just pop.
The original guy.
Because that'd be cool if these, like, shot out.
Yeah, I don't think they actually shoot out. They just pop.
I thought they did.
They might. Hell, I don't know.
I mean, why would you have that many bullets like that if you didn't?
Yeah.
If it wasn't going to, like, Nerf gun it out, you know?
And this is a different alt version of Megatron.
Yeah.
Mm. With the wood-handled gun.
Right.
Wood-handled.
Yeah, original one's black.
Right.
So. Yep. Cool.
Sweet.
What year is that from? Is this a newer version or is it?
Yes.
It's a new. I can't read Japanese.
Oh, come on. Just try it.
There's numbers here, but.
Brennan's got this.
Yeah.
I'm looking. I ain't seeing. I got some numbers.
I see a 15.
Ah, 2015.
2015.
But there's no 20 in there.
No.
1915.
There's a telephone number you could call.
Ah,
yeah. One.
Two numbers.
There's two telephone numbers.
Sweet. Call it. See what happens.
It's kind of tempting.
Do it.
Yeah.
Prank their ass.
I'm calling about a transformer.
Who are you? How'd you get my number?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Awesome. Brandon, you're up next. Did you bring anything fun?
I did. Well, this is just a fun little prop for it. But actually, my most recent acquisition, I ordered it a couple days later than I should have. So instead of getting it now, I have to wait another month.
Oh, the worst.
On back order. But I brought the other thing for it. So let me grab that real quick.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. It's pretty cool to see one of these.
Yeah. You have to
kind make sure you watch hover it right over here the best you can.
Yeah.
And then, do you want to talk for him?
So throw on the power here and see if I can get it.
So he's got his pack here, proton pack, and he's turning on the power here.
It's the HasLab pack and his own homemade wand.
You can kind of hear picking that up.
Don't need that.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. It's coming through pretty good.
Vibrates, plants, noise, and all sorts of
right, yeah. Vibrational. I put it on earlier, and yeah, it vibrates. You can feel the vibrations through it.
Like, ooh, and stuff. Massage.
Yeah. But yeah, it goes through different settings as well. On the wand, you can select different things through there as
wand
well.
Here.
It extends out.
Neutrona wand.
Yeah.
Which.
Oh, dead. There we go.
It's got an activation sequence and everything. And you get all these wonderful sounds.
Lights and sound.
Light and sound. But yeah, it has some weight to it, but it's not awful to carry around.
And I have no idea how anybody actually gets this put back on while they have it on their back.
Right, like flipping it. You can take it off your shoulder pretty easily, like to with the wand, but like trying to put it back was a little difficult.
So you get some magnets.
Yeah.
Some sort of.
Yeah, that might be good.
Some like a monkey, you could train him.
Yeah.
Ride back there. And
Jojo, the helper monkey.
Yep. Dude, that's freaking awesome.
It's great. It's
so the awesome thing I actually picked up was that has the afterlife version of the Neutrona one on it.
Right.
They just came out with a 1984 original version, so sure. It doesn't have the different changes and all that on it. So I'm super excited to get that.
That should be cool.
I was planning on modding that one to be like the original. So
right.
I do have a lot of actual action figures and stuff too, but I'm like, you got to bring something good.
So what is it about Ghostbusters that's drawn you to it?
So, movie came out when I was super duper little. My parents had it on VHS, and I wore the tape out. It scared the crap out of me. My mom literally made me throw it away and then gave me another cassette tape. Like, here you go, kind of thing. So,
yeah,
did everything. Had all the toys, the fire station, all that.
Oh, wow.
I've still got those. They're just not in very good shape.
Yep.
Yeah.
But had that. Big fan of the real Ghostbusters, and so... The new movie coming out has got me super excited. So.
I want to go see that.
Yeah.
I've also got on, they crowdfunded for HasLab, they had a ghost trap and a PKE meter. So I'll have an upgrade to this one, which just the Spirit Halloween style one. But
right.
They're cool, man.
Yeah, some of that spirit stuff is actually pretty good.
Like, I mean, it's a good design. Stuff. The electronics are a little cheap.
Yeah.
But.
Is there a date for the new movie?
Comes out next month.
Yeah,
next
March 22nd.
I think it's 22nd, yeah.
Yeah.
They moved it up a couple weeks.
Right, yeah.
Trailers are field cool.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
Yeah. How many times you see Afterlife in the theater?
Like three.
Yeah, that's good. So good.
It was such a good movie.
Yeah. It was. And this one looks really good. The creature design is fantastic.
So I assume you've probably also seen the Adam Savage interview.
Yes,
stuff
I've watched all those. All the detailed on that, yeah.
Spoodie loves that.
Yeah. A lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. The drive of the car and everything.
I mean, who would we, if you could, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Heck yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'll go next. I got a few things. My friend Flyboy, he sells toys and stuff. Sure. And I saved him on eBay. And every once in a while, I'll go see what the heck he's got. Because he's got toys and sometimes they're Transformers. And I'm a big Transformers animated line. They're not in general, but that's the name of one of the toy lines, animated. Right. And I have it's almost complete. I was going to leave these guys out because they're totally just kids' toys. These bumper battlers, they're called. But he was selling these four guys right here. I have an Optimus and a Bumblebee.
Fuck Bumblebee.
And a Bulkhead and a Lockdown. And they're... I didn't expect them to be this big and awesome. When I just look at pictures, and they say bumper battlers, and they just flip up.
You think this size?
Yeah, they do look like they should be these little tiny things.
That's cool.
Just flips up, little dude in there, and that's it. And they all do it. And I was like, well, I don't know, but I love animated, and he had them, and I want to support him too. And
sure.
But when I got them, I'm like, holy crap, they're huge. Considering, they're as big as a deluxe
opening.
Well, there's buttons on the things too, and I don't know. I've never really played with them much.
Never rammed them into each other.
No, I don't hit my toys.
He's got an axe. Nice.
But yeah,
Energon axe.
There's.
I assume so.
Totally
two points of articulation.
Yeah.
A third ankle.
Count the third going up?
Do you
up?
Count the pop-up? Yeah. That's an articulation, right?
Right.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, little kids, and I have a giant box full of kids' toys.
Oh, it's got four. The head moves. Deluxe model there.
Very deluxe. Moving on. Speaking of super crappy toys, I did some Elgenomics, and I never in a million years would have bought these Rise of the Beast toys because Spooty bought a bunch right away.
So bad.
Learned how bad they are. But this guy was clearance for $3.
Heck
and I'm like, $3. Doesn't matter. I'm getting it.
I know.
Exactly.
And this is a flex changer Cheetor from Rise of the Beast. You'll see these little sort of rubber bands and it doesn't. It just flexes into places and it's neat. The concept's neat as shit, but it's also fucking weird.
Just looks weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's a. I'm happy that I got it just to experience that, what it is, I guess. But man, it sucks as a toy. And it looks.
This Bumblebee looks very phallic here.
Yeah, I was like, what was he doing there?
That's his
weapon
in that show.
I admit, Beast Wars is my soft spot for Transformers.
Yeah.
That old CG cartoon was
so
cheese great.
He looks terrible in both modes, but it's like, it was
$3. But it was
$3.
But
$3.
But isn't that neat how it
we're
used to
parts
nest together.
Yeah. That move and interlock, but this just kind of flips inside out on these rubber bands. So that's neat.
So when the rubber bands break.
Oh, yeah, then it's a dead toy. Throw it away.
Dead toy.
Use it for parts, battle damage.
I guess, yeah.
I was having one of them days the other day, and Mike come up to me, and he's like, hey, will this make you feel better? And he gave me a G1 Fangry, and I'm like, hell yeah, buddy. And it's actually one that I didn't have, and his eyes were like, what?
That's great.
Really?
That's hard to do.
It is hard to do, and for such a kick-ass toy. And as your next question is going to be, does it have the Headmaster? No, sadly it does not. But he got it in a bag of toys for $3 at Goodwill, and he's already found an Ewok in there that he sold for $80. Jeez. Already. And so he's like, here's this, and I'm like, cool. And so then our brains are like, well, to get the Headmaster, that's $30-$40,
right?
Which is the stupidest fucking thing in the world for the tiniest little, but anyway, but then you're like, but you put them together and it's a $30-$40 toy, and yeah, it's definitely sure. worth that, but it's cool. Never had them before, never played with them. He's neat.
So are these the bands? These
yep,
things
those
here?
Little okay. light blue.
Yeah, they definitely feel like they would break.
You would give them time.
I don't know. Yeah, as all things.
Yeah. Maybe it'd be like Stretch Armstrong and just never die.
Yeah. Did you try transforming it? Yeah, see how it just breaks apart but doesn't
I feel
come
like
apart.
I'm breaking it.
I know. It's like inside out.
It's kind of satisfying. Yeah.
Speaking of breaking things and G1, I was at a toy show this weekend. Got to do some vending, which was great. Did a little yeah, that's close. Yeah, that's it. Did some trading, and I got this G1 Pretender Monster Slog. And with pretend these little guys, I'll never get them all because they're like $1 million a piece. Because they're it's a pretender, so it's a shell
right.
with a little robot inside. And Spooty's been collecting these, actually, and I've got one other one, but it doesn't have the inner robot. And these inner robots turn into a combiner robot.
Right.
But since they start so dang small, he's not. The combiner is a little tiny fella.
Right.
But that Monstructor
right.
is the name. Yes. Like, it's still a badass, and he's hard to...
So the average price for, like, the whole set's, like, $600.
It's so stupid. What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And so two of these inner robots are notorious gold plastic sufferers, and you can see, like, you can... I'll let you pull this guy out if you want, but, you know, break your wallet on a... But you can see the gold plastic in there, and it's... This guy's the worst of the two, I guess, that... notoriously breaks. Super, super fragile. Gold plastic. GPS, gold plastic syndrome. But he had his gun, too, so that's kind of neat.
Nice.
Yeah. Slog.
The one I gave to Josh broke. That's why.
Yeah.
Taking the risk.
I didn't even do any more than that. I just pulled him out, and I'm like, cool, he's in one piece as far as I know, and I put him back in. Yep. Fuck yeah, I did.
Yep.
Spoonie's risking it. He's like, it's not mine. I'll do it.
Yeah.
And then lastly, oh, yeah, so scary. I mean, like, legit scary. That shit is so fragile.
I can hear it, like, creaking
yeah.
over here.
But I broke some gold plastic
the
other day.
That was the clip that held the black part in that was creaking.
Oh, okay.
So
it's still scary.
That's the robot mode.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That's kind of so that's what,
and that he forms
that's
the chest.
One of the better
chest.
Robot modes
it is.
For them.
I had the Universe Striker. He's that, like, Stegosaurus that's kind of gold. I don't know if you remember him, Spooty, but I got him out the other day, and I'm like, oh, look, a little piece fell off, and I tried to put it on, and I broke three more pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Just almost
yep,
like, gosh. Mine
broke too.
And so I threw him in the trash. I was proud of myself for that part, but it was sad. Yeah. One more thing to go. Really super excited about Studio Series, War for Cybertron, Gamer Edition, my boy, Starscream, and... I don't have a connection to him, really, because I don't play video games, but it's Starscream, so I love him, and he's a fun little transformation.
He's got some weird feet.
And he's a chunky big monkey, feet. But yeah, I totally, this new gamer edition, I was just like, I'm not doing this. Like, I found a line that I don't have to get.
Shock.
So I don't have to get everything. And
but
then
you got to get Starscream.
And then right, like Cliff so. Jumpers like on sale, and I'm like,
I mean, look at that mace. How could you say no?
I knew I was going to get him,
right.
But the rest
he looks pretty cool.
He does, and they
Cliff Jumper does not look that cool.
It's grown on me a lot,
yeah.
So now I'm starting to get the other ones. But then, because I stalled there in the beginning, that Optimus is
gone.
$70 now, and he should be $35. And it's like I hate myself.
Yeah, the curse of waiting.
Yeah.
You never, yeah. So the rule: just get everything.
Yeah, just buy everything.
Just buy it all.
Everything.
It's fine.
If you have the money, just buy everything.
You'll have different. You'll have regrets, but they'll be different, and they'll be later. And
right.
You can regret one thing, or you can regret the other.
Yeah.
But so glad to be talking toys, Elgin. You got anything over there?
Yeah. I
do. Oh, those.
What? Was there something here?
Captain Lou. That's really exciting.
Yeah, I brought some of the WWE superstars. I found some more of these. I can only find them. In Missouri, for some reason, they're all Walmart exclusive, which sucks. But and especially if you try to order them, they just cancel your orders on Walmart on their website, which also is terrible. But I was down in Kirksville, Missouri, and went to the Walmart there. And I've gone in there several times before and have found WWE Superstars. I'm like, fingers crossed. I'm like, it's been a while since I've been down here, so maybe I'll find them. And I did. Found three of them, like all together. Yuck. So, yep, grabbed them all.
Satisfaction right there.
Yeah, grabbed them all and was like, ran away, you know, laughing giddily. So the first one here is Rowdy Rowdy Piper.
Rod.
He does come with a microphone, but I think it's in the box somewhere. But he does kind of have a it's not really, it's like not a soft goods kilt, but it is like a soft plastic.
Flexible.
It's flexible, so there is that, and it does come off. But his shirt is kind of his ringer tee white hot rod shirt is a soft goods, so that's nice, and it does have his kind of blue trunks and everything, and his red boots with his name on initials on them. So I think this was, I don't know how you want to send it around.
No, that's fine.
Series 7, I believe, is what this line is. Yeah, I know. But yeah, just kind of a soft plastic.
I got to meet him once, and it was, he's just one of the nicest dudes.
I've heard that.
I've heard that too, yeah.
But yeah, so that's one of them. And then I got Big Bad Vader.
Oh, look out, Vader.
Big Bad Vader here. I put this other hand on him. He did have extra hand sculpts. He does have his like wrestling gloves, and he does have like in the V formation too, that his hand. So I have the other one, but I put this one because I had in the picture I had him with like a sword, so that's why he has that's why he has his gripping hand in the other one. But he does come with his soft goods cape that he had, and kind of a fake fur on it as well, with this white cape, which I thought was really cool that they had that, his entrance cape.
That is cool.
His little mask is like printed on. So I know they, when they did the Mick Foley, you could actually take off his mask. But this one is on all the time, which makes more sense because Vader always had his mask on. So they just kind of put that on there as well.
But did he come with the helmet?
No.
That's too bad.
No. They did.
That would make more sense of why the mask was painted on.
Yeah. They didn't. The one with that giant, like, they didn't have that.
It looked like a mask.
Right. Yeah. So I think when they, like an elite version of me, I think they did one of it.
They had a removable mask?
They had the giant mask that he had used to come out with.
So soft.
It is soft.
Little rat pelt there.
Yeah. I think it was like a Mattel, like elite version. There's some other, like the actual wrestling figures that they put out. I think they've done one like that, maybe.
Man, I gotta get this.
Yeah, that Vader is pretty cool, and it's the bigger so some of these superstars they've done larger torsos for like the bigger guys, like Tugboat and not Tugboat, Typhoon, same guy, but Earthquake, and even like Andre the Giant, they were doing like larger stuff as well, which is nice that they're kind of doing that. So you know, with these Bam Bam Bigelow, they did a larger torso and stuff.
Yeah, because always seeing those odd torso Mitch Mashes has always been
well,
like,
when you have like Master of the Universe style torso, like with Piper here, it doesn't really blend as well with these bigger guys.
But I gotta get him because he was on a very special episode of Boy Meets World.
Was he?
Yeah, it was freaking awesome.
He was on an episode of Baywatch. It was it was the Bash at the Beach. So it was Hogan, Ric Flair, Vader, and what was there? Macho Man, Savage.
Vader was always one of my favorite wrestlers. Cool. And Bam Bam.
Yeah, like Bam Bam. I love Bam. Like, he was just great. Anyway, so that's one of the. And then the last one was Captain Lou Albano. Oh.
Captain Lou!
Which I need to get a jumpsuit for him so he can be Mario.
And that is a fabulous Hawaiian shirt right there.
Because.
Hey, girls just want to have fun.
Yeah. And he does come with a little gold record, which he can smash open. If he wants to smash it on somebody, the pieces will come out and just kind of pop out.
Awesome.
So this is the second type of breakable item that they've had for these superstars. Honky Tonk Man had a guitar that you could smash as well. But yeah, he's got pretty much what he looked like when he was a manager, not so much as a wrestler, but... and even like the rubber bands on his cheek and on his goatee and stuff, they've
even got the chain.
That. Yeah, and they gave him a little chain. They did all the stuff with him. So a great looking figure. I mean, looks.
And he looks like he'd fit in with us pretty well.
Yeah, exactly.
Scooty's like, brother.
Well, I love that he, like, his shirt has him on.
Yes,
yeah, that's
exactly.
Great.
Yeah. The thing that didn't make any sense. So he comes with a soft goods shirt and he comes with soft goods pants.
And then his shirt has him on it too.
Yeah. It's a shirtception.
Yeah.
But his pants, like, so he has soft goods black pants, but the pants underneath it are also black.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
I was like, why?
Just in case.
But when you do have these soft goods pants on, it looks like he's wearing tennis shoes as opposed to like wrestling boots because they did do boots for him.
It did look like he was wearing socks.
Yeah.
We get a rubber band on Spooty's face.
Yeah, just right there.
We could Captain Lou him up here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had the other one in this line of Series 7 was the Hogan figure, which I already had and I found earlier with another set.
Well, hot dang.
But I think the Hogan one, they have a chase as well. Where it has his red trunks and then blue trunks as well.
So you're not complete yet.
Back to Missouri.
I know. Then I also have, this is from way back, but I just wanted to show it because I haven't shown it in a while. It's the Man-at-Arms that they did for Masterverse Revelation. This was the one that, it was a deluxe pack, and it came with when he was basically an outcast. So he has this cape and he has his man bun. And his kind of village clothing that he has. But when it came with the case, in the deluxe case was a bunch of extra accessories. So like weapons and armor, so that if you wanted to transform to what happened at the end of the big battle at the end of the show, you could do that. But I already had a Man-at-Arms from when they first released him as a figure. So I was like, well, I'll just take that extra armor and then transform the other Man-at-Arms into this one. So it came with an extra head sculpt, which I swapped out, different chest armor, shoulder armor, I think even the gauntlet on his left arm, and then the gun on his right arm is changed. And then I think this was the original Man-at-Arms shin guard, because the other one, it doesn't fit because his boots are too big on this figure.
It's got all that fur.
Yeah, the fur boots. The other one has a straight leg, so you can put the different shin guards on it. And I think it comes with two. But, you know, using this, I wanted to keep him as that village figure, but also have him as the warrior figure. And I didn't really like the other head sculpt is just him with a mustache, kind of normal Man-at-Arms, but I like him with the beard and long hair and everything and extra armor and weapons and all that stuff. And he also comes with a giant bazooka laser gun that
heck,
you can use. And you can put a blast effect on the front of it. I think I did for a picture. It was Hordax that he came with that you can actually attach into there. It's like he's shooting a laser or something.
Such an amazing play feature, the mix and match stuff.
Especially the deluxe stuff. Like, all these Masterverse Deluxe are awesome. I kind of wish that, like, all of them were deluxe figures and just not have, like, a standard line, just have just straight deluxe and have all these extra stuff with it.
So do you have a container full of just blast effects?
I do. It's actually a bag.
The detail on these are great.
They don't really fit into anything, the stuff I have.
That's it?
Oh, I mean, there's one other thing, but...
What, really?
Yeah.
There is?
Yeah.
This
giant thing behind me here. The Eternia playset.
Dude. Tell me what it felt like.
Dude, bro.
Give me those feelings.
It was way bigger than it looked in the pictures.
Thank you.
That you posted.
What every man wants to hear.
From another dude. Yeah, exactly.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Compliment's a compliment. Well, yeah, getting it. Oh, well, there was issues with the box, first off. And that kind of...
Colored the
experience. It was a little disappointing. They basically, Mattel Creation, shipped it in a shipper box. The shipper box was the exact same size as the actual product box. They didn't ship it in another box so that, you know, that it wouldn't get damaged. So because it's so pretty much the same size, any damage to that would coincide damage within that, which it was damaged. And they put it upside down. So the top was the bottom, and the bottom got damaged in the box. So that kind of was like...
And it was damaged as it was punctured.
Yeah, they punctured the top. And punctured through both the shipper box and the actual toy box, so that box is damaged as well.
The actual playset was good, though?
The playset was fine. After building it and putting it together, there wasn't any damage to that. There wasn't any damage to the poster that was inside, which was a 24 by 36 this kind of iridescent poster, beautiful, which was awesome. I was glad that that wasn't punctured. But everything else was fine. It was just that the main box, which has all the artwork on it as well, was damaged. So,
And you never had one as a child?
I never had an Eternia Playsite, no.
Never really played with one either.
I've seen two of them in person at toy stores. Usually they say do not touch, so you can't really. Yeah. And they have it up on a shelf, and so you're just looking up at it and everything. But yeah, I never had one. I never really had any playsets as a kid. That was the thing. And the nice thing with Origin is that I'm getting all these playsets to be able to play with Grayskull and Snake Mountain and now Eternia. But yeah, in 86 when it came out, it was their most expensive playset at around $90, just under what a flag would cost, which is like 100 and plus. So yeah, my family didn't have that kind of money at that time in the 80s to get something this giant for me. So I was glad whatever they got me for Christmas. Christmases are usually pretty good anyway, but
maybe not this good.
Yeah, not this good.
A whole lot of excitement up front. You back it, and then you wait over a year.
Right. The crowdfund for it came out in October 25th of 2022. At the time, it was like you had to, if you got in the first week, you were going to get King Grayskull. That was the thing. And I was like, I have to do that. I was like, but it was October, near Christmas. I really didn't have any money. I was pretty much broke.
Yeah.
And Brandon graciously loaned me the mic.
You're here. Well, I mean, I did have some logic here. One, I wanted to do a good thing for my friend.
Yeah.
And two, if for some reason he didn't pay me back, I would sell it for three times the price on eBay.
It's
win-win.
I mean, I have a Castle Grayskull and a few figures from back in the day, but I'm not that big a He-Man guy. Yeah. So.
And I knew I was going to have money available after Christmas. So it was just that at that time, I was like, and what they were doing is they weren't doing payment plans also.
Yeah, so it was all in go.
They ended up doing it later when people were like, oh, we can't afford this because it was $550.
Yeah, that's
that was big one. What it was. You know, that's not including shipping or tax. That's what the crowdfund goal was.
Well, when Elgin showed it to me, and then I just saw the disappointment in his eyes. I could not help him out.
Yeah.
What a great friend.
I was very thankful. Like, I'm beyond thankful that you were able to do that.
I mean,
and have the money available as well. That's crazy. But yeah, they were going to do, in the first week, they were going to do King Grayskull as early bird special, basically. So I was like, okay, this is all, they're only going to release him through here and all this stuff. And so
that was in addition to the stretch goals, right?
Right. So they sent this earlier. So this was the first thing that got sent out. So it wasn't in the box with the Eternia playset. It was actually, they shipped this by itself. They never sent a, hey, this is coming, email or anything. I just showed up one day after work, and it was on my front porch. I was like, what's this? And then
surprise.
Yeah. So then I immediately, opened it up and did a video and everything and posted that. But the nice thing with this is that they have the, on the card, it's removable, so you can keep it as a collector. You can actually just remove the backing of it and stick it. They've done that with Cobra Con as well, and I think some other ones, maybe.
So smart. Man.
Yeah, I wish they would do that with all the figures that they've done for Mattel Creations. But yeah, he's got the fur cape and everything, and they did one in Masterverse. They did a King Grayskull version. But this is basically the origins version of him, and it's awesome artwork on the back as well with all that. So that came first, and so it was kind of like hyping me up to get the playset. I'm like, I was like, if this shipped, maybe I'm getting early, because they had originally said it wasn't going to ship until March like 29th or so of this year, 2024.
That's the end of March.
Yeah, the end of March, and it was around Super Bowl Sunday, that Saturday before, is when I got it. Wow. So I was like... And it was, I think, like one of the early people to get it, it seemed like, because I've still seen online that people still don't have this, I think.
Hopefully it was because you got that early bird.
I don't know. It could be that. I don't know what it was, but yeah, he's got a sword that's kind of a translucent plastic in it as well, and soft goods capes and fur and all that good stuff.
So awesome.
So the next stretch goal was going to be a moat monster. So they had created this little monster from a relief that was in the original Eternia moat.
This little tiny sculpted bump.
It was a hand and like a face, half of a face, and he's just like kind of waving. So they made that as the first goal or tier was Moaty, as he's been called, the moat monster. So he has some articulation with his jaw and body movement and stuff. And there's a video of this as well if you want to check that. I did separate videos of Grayskull and Moaty, and then, of course, of Eternia, if you want to check those out on our YouTube channel.
Make sure you subscribe.
Yeah, exactly. He did come with his own box as well with some awesome art.
Oh, that art is great.
Awesome artwork on it.
So good.
And this was in the actual Eternia playset box. So when you unpacked everything, this was in there as well.
Why couldn't the Sharkticons be this cool?
I know.
Yeah.
Those eyeballs are really awesome.
Yeah.
I got to admit, when they had this as a stretch goal, I wasn't that impressed. But now seeing him in person, he's a lot better than I thought he was going to be.
I wasn't either. Like, that was kind of, I was like, shouldn't that just be part of it?
Yeah,
he became the fan favorite.
He kind of did, yeah.
Big appetite.
Yeah, exactly. But they, so a lot of this, they've also, the theme of it is the powers of Grayskull. That was supposed to be the next thing they were going to do anyway in the vintage line, is they were going to go back to pre-Eternia and have all these powers of Grayskull, like the time of dinosaurs and stuff like that. So this, that's what they have. The labeling is the powers of Grayskull. That's what's on King Grayskull as well. So maybe we'll get to see some dinosaurs in the future, which would be awesome. Because those are horribly expensive in the vintage line.
I'll bet.
Like starting at, I think we saw a few on tour starting at $300 loose. It's like, come on. So there was several, there's lots of stuff in this. Try to go through it as quickly as possible. Starting from the front, it does have a couple of these, I don't know what you call them, gargoyles type of things.
Gold goyles,
exactly.
Yeah.
And it's got a little, this was in the weapons pack, this little manta ray figure.
Something to lose. Like,
yeah, exactly. More stuff to lose. I'll sit over here.
Moaty needed a friend, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So there are two different things. So it does have a drawbridge. It does activate with one of these gold goyles. Too loud. But you just push it forward and it comes up.
Spring loaded.
This other one does just come off, and there's a little spider web sticker that I had on there. So there was like over 75 stickers to put on this thing. There was a lot. It took a little while to put all the stickers on all this stuff.
Decals. Oh my gosh.
There will be stickers to me forever. But yeah, it took a while to get it all lined. You know, it's because the instructions for it were like, okay, put this here and all this stuff. The lion's head was not connected when I got it. They did give you like a bag of screws to like screw everything together as well. I don't know if the vintage one did have that.
It's been watching you the entire time.
Yeah, exactly. Staring through your soul. But you can screw that into the side so it stays on there. It's pretty stable.
The eyeballs are pretty sweet.
Yeah, they are glass and curved and everything. So they are like actual, or hard plastic or something, clear plastic. The action feature for this is it's kind of the same, but what they had on the vintage one was that the arms would come and grab a figure and the mouth would open, which is activated off to the side with this little kind of orb thing, and it'll grab somebody and throw them into his mouth. Yeah. And grab them. But it's nice that it turns and goes in forward as well and everything with that lever there. It does have this, so the main thing is the central tower. And then it does have two extra towers, the Grayskull Tower on the right, and then the Viper Tower on the left. The Viper Tower, basically, if you had Snake Mountain, then you would put Snake Mountain on this side. If you had Castle Grayskull, you put it on the other side. Then you'd have this giant playset that you'd connect all of them together.
Which is how I first saw it when I went over to Elgin's house the other day. He had all three. That was amazing.
So when I had it out of the box, I put it up, and Ethan, my son, was like, we have to, like, get the other ones from downstairs. And So I had them all on the dinner table.
The whole table.
It was the whole table. And I
was going to say, did you have a place big enough?
Yeah, I fit it all in one table. But I had this there and then both the other sets. And then he's like, well, we need all the figures. So I got all the origin figures out I had. And we set them up all around, all over the place, top to bottom. Grayskull and Snake Mountain, we had figures everywhere.
That was my favorite part. Just coming over and I just see 40 figures just in action poses.
Yep, they're all action poses.
War going to town in Eternia. Not it was
one
amazing.
Of them able to stand up on their own.
It was amazing. These are origins.
They're
origins.
Good, they all stood up on
their own. They all did. Oh, nice.
Some are hanging, some are flying. Some
we had like Webster hanging from the top. We had, it was, and that's on the video too. At the very end of the Eternia video, I did a little flyby with all the stuff set up like that as well. Cool. But after we got it built, he's like, we need to get all these figures out and have like a giant thing set up. And he did most of setting stuff up and I just let him go wild. And it's like watching him have fun with it. It was just as much fun as, playing with it.
Yep.
It does have three different levels within that central tower. You have coming into the center here, there's like a larger area. Then there's a second floor with a little chair that you can move around. And there's like a computer screen on the inside. And then the next level up here is where it's kind of a training room area. There's like a horde trooper dummy that can move around and you can like fight them. And there's a bunch of weapons in there too. They gave a ton of weapons, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. Very much similar to the vintage style weapons. And then the very top is a platform with a weapon that can move around. I'll take it off here. So this is just on a little platform. It can move up and down. It's got, you can open that up. Yeah. Uh-oh. I'm beeping over there. And it can shoot missiles off as well. What I think I'm going to do is I have a laser hawk vehicle, a vintage one that actually fit on this, and it's way bigger. It's something that shoots those discs out. So I'm going to put that on instead.
Nice.
Just because it like towers even higher than this thing. But yeah, you can put a figure on there as well and have them defend the top of the central tower. All right, so basically an elevator that can go from the very bottom of the, as you enter through Eternity Playset and all the way up to the training level area. There is an extra ladder off to the side that you can attach around. It's, if you can reach it there. So this little gold ladder, there's spots around there that you can place it in different areas around. Throughout the levels of Central Tower, which is kind of nice that they added that in as well. The one nice thing with the Origin ladders, so a lot of the Vintage stuff, the ladders break all the time, and these are just a little better plastic. Could be over time too, 40 plus years of plastic getting brittle, but
this is real flexible feeling.
Yeah, I can't watch
it. Most of the Origin stuff is a little more, it's either they have a flexible rubber with it or like a better plastic. Basically on Castle Grayskull side or the Grayskull Tower side, it's almost like a dungeon, basically. They have several trap doors on the back and the top on the back side of the tower there. And then they have this little feature. When I run the tram across there, you'll see what that happens. So
the big feature.
Yeah, the feature on that Grayskull. So once it goes around, you'll see it hit this little chain. And the gate is up right now, and it releases that chain so that it would trap somebody under there. Turn that off. So then, as it's coming around Viper Tower here, there's also an action feature with this one as well. Inside, you can actually move the snake around and have him attack down and around, which is probably my favorite one of the towers. Just having that feature and like having him kind of attack or something is pretty cool. Comes with some metal chains around the tower as well. And there is like an inside place you can kind of put a figure or something in there as well. With Grayskull, you can put a ton of people in the dungeon as well. I think we fit three or four, maybe five figures in there. You can just jam them in there in the dungeon if you wanted
to. Torture chamber, it's fine.
Yeah. With the monorail track, it does come with the little space shuttle here. I can take that off. So this was kind of the one of the main shuttles that they have, and you can put a figure in the back. It opens up. And it opens the top up if you want to put a figure in there. Is that around. It also does come with a little sky cage. So if you want to transport a prisoner or something, you could put him in here. This does open up there. It does have a feature where, as it's going across the monorail, there's a little piece that connects to it, and it'll push the red lever, and then as that pushes, it'll dump your figure out, like into jail or just into the moat or something like that. So another nice feature with that. The last little thing you can attach to that motor is this little weapon guy. It's kind of to defend Eternia. It basically has like these two guns, and you can fit a figure inside of it. We'll put Piper in there. I feel like he would defend the tower. But basically, you would just stick a figure in there, and he would fly around shooting. So there's that. So there's a thing. You'd almost need like two more motors to like have them race around each other, you know, which would be cool. But
you are not kidding. There are stickers everywhere on all of those things too.
Yeah, even on the vehicles, on all the stuff.
Sorry, decals.
Well, on the shuttle, there's like some on parts that are actually like together, like 99% of the time.
Yep, like on the inside. Yeah, you open the backside, and there's stuff inside, and it's that was a pain to put in. but there's a bunch of stuff in there. There is a little piece. This little walkway is supposed to connect to, on the vintage one, they had it so you could have this walking to Snake Mountain. So you put this on the Viper Tower side, and that would walk toward Snake Mountain. So on the vintage one, they had a little slide thing that you would connect to the Grayskull Tower to Castle Grayskull, and you would like slide across to that as well. They didn't add that in this one, but I think there's a 3D print download that someone made for free that you can actually do that as well if you want to 3D print it. Back there. I think that's it. There's a lot.
Do you have a flag?
Yeah, those flags are better than the originals.
Yeah, I think the originals might have been stickers. These are actual, like, you know, polyester material. But they're nice. A lot of with the origin one, even Castle Grayskull, the flags that they have, the banners have been that kind of material. Instead of a sticker or cardboard cutout, they've actually done like fabric or some sort of material as opposed to just a picture on a cardboard.
What's Ethan's favorite part?
I think he just likes the tram, just having it run around. I think he likes the sky cage because when it hits that thing, it opens up. I think that's one thing he has the fun. Yeah, escape. It did come with its own comic book, the Battlefield Eternia, which does actually talk about a new character as well, King Grayskull's Queen Osiris.
Yeah.
But yeah, this came with it as well in like the bag of like instructions and other stuff.
So when the sky cage opens, does it keep going around without hitting anything?
No, it hits stuff all. You have to close it. It just keeps hitting things. But yeah, as soon as it opens, it just flops around until you like smack it closed. You know.
Okay. So what's your favorite feature?
I like the snake. Like I like the attack, the feature of it, just turning around and like surprise attacking people.
He likes puppets.
I do. It did come with a giant instruction book as well. For all the stuff, if you wanted, it does say adult collector on it and not like kid collector, I guess. But yeah, that's the all the instructions and all everything. Oh, the other feature. So if you wanted to use the monorail a different way, you can do that as well. Instead of just having it go around the entire set, you can actually just have it go around Central Tower. So there's another on the backside of the elevator. There's a little piece that you can remove and move the other support up higher. So then it basically goes around that and connects to that, which is kind of a nice feature that if you just wanted around Central Tower, you could just have it, you know, circling around.
Yeah, that way if you didn't have enough room or something for the
others. Sure, yeah. If you didn't want all the tracks up for this, you could just, you know, have it around that and have it circling or something like that, which is pretty cool. I'm trying to think what else.
I'd say pictures don't really do it justice. I'd seen him bring me pictures beforehand, and seeing it in person, you just keep seeing stuff. It's so detailed.
Yeah, even on the inside too, which you're not able to see here on this video, but yeah, the details inside with the little chair on the second level. There's like a computer screen kind of sticker there. That's kind of what they had similar to the vintage one, and then. Yeah, even all the weapons that you can put on the rack. There's spots for it to fit everywhere on there.
Did you do a video of the inside?
Yes, I did. On the video, my unboxing video of this thing, at the very end of it is when I had everything set up, when Ethan and I had everything set up, and then I just have gone through, and it's basically a walkthrough with music around it and cut together. So you can see pretty much everything around.
So it's clearly the most expensive toy you've ever bought.
Yes.
And probably ever will.
Probably.
Centerpiece of a collection, for sure. Yeah,
definitely.
I mean...
Yeah, it's by far the most expensive thing, toy thing I've purchased. At over $600 with shipping and tax, yes.
I mean, its value is its value, but its value to you, is it worth it?
Oh, definitely. It's...
You're glad you...
I am glad. I think the regret of not getting it would be, I would just be, thinking...
Still crying in your room right now.
Probably.
High school all over again.
Yeah. Especially like seeing it now,
Dude.
Even the paint job on it as well, is great. There's kind of an iridescentness to it where if you hit it in different light, it kind of has different color and everything.
Some good shading.
Yeah, it's... Some good shading on the upper lip.
It's the toy of toys. It's the place.
Yeah.
The envy of all 8-year-olds everywhere.
Exactly. Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Just a, I was telling the guys earlier, when I had it set up on the dinner table, I just sat in front of a chair and was just looking at it. I wasn't even playing with it. I was just sitting there looking at it.
This is yours.
Because it was it's almost like a piece of art at this point. It was even in the, and I haven't tested it yet, but I'm pretty sure I could probably fill this with water and it would, I think it's all sealed. There's nothing really.
It looks like it.
That would leak or anything in there. And they have molded weapons in there as well. There's kind of broken weapons and stuff that
you can see a power sword in there.
Are molded. Yeah. There's a bunch of stuff, an axe and some other weapons, but nice that it was kind of molded in there. All over there's reliefs molded in on all the stuff of things. And yeah, you just kind of see new things every time.
So happy for you, man.
Yeah.
So great. All right, well, let's take a quick little break. We're going to tell you about our podcast network, the PFPN. Oh, so many awesome shows. Go check it out. This lady will tell you all about it.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal: providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.
All right, we're back, and it's time for Elgin to take us on a store tour.
All right, today's store is called Skylark's Toys and Comics. It's at 4222 Buckeye Parkway in Grove City, Ohio. That's a suburb of Columbus,
the capital,
located 12 minutes south on I-71. So yeah, just a very short drive. If you're in Columbus, just go south for a few minutes and you'll see another toy store. Large selection of MOTU, Power Rangers, Hot Wheels, Funko Pop, Marvel, DC, Star Wars, wrestling figures, and of course, comics, since it's in their name. But did you know in 1803, Hugh Grant purchased land that would become Grove City after passing through it on his way back to his grist mill in Pittsburgh?
I didn't know that.
Not the actor.
Not the actor.
No, not the actor.
But the guy in 1803. that's Skylark's Toys and Comics.
Very cool. Hey, let's go back to Ohio sometime.
We should.
All right. Up next, it's Spooty with Talking Toys. So got a couple of things from Willis Wheeler.
Oh yeah.
Why do you say it that way?
Alliteration.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Cost too much for my blood.
Oh, Willis.
Yeah.
Not for the faint of heart.
Hey,
I can definitely see that. You know.
Yeah. It's a challenge.
Mr. Toy World says, still trying to make room for it. Hopefully nothing is broken or missing. I heard Mattel has been screwing some folks over. For the money we paid and the time we waited, I expected more from Mattel. Don't think I will support another one of their crowdfunding projects, in my opinion. Yeah, too bad.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Also weird that, I mean, you got yours, but he still hasn't gotten his yet.
I know. It's so odd. You'd think they would ship them all at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, get this out of my warehouse.
You can only put so many on a truck at once.
I guess.
Yeah. I suppose.
It's like one per truck, I think.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. And Dig the Figs. I assume not like Fig Newtons.
Right.
But those are pretty good.
Those are good.
Those are good.
I kind of want
to. We're old enough.
I
think
I can go for some of those.
Tell you when it arrives.
Oh,
and then crying laughing face. I don't know. One of those.
Yep.
One of them. Their emojis.
Yeah. Heard of those.
And that's all I got.
Awesome. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it just because it's all negative and sad. But you know, there has been a lot of bad things. There instances. Any quick stories or how yours panned out? How Mattel was with you?
Yeah. I've seen a lot, especially on Instagram. There's
such
a
bummer for such a glorious thing.
Especially with the artwork that's on it. Like, especially the front of the box is beautiful. Like, the artwork on it is great. Thankfully, the poster that was sent with it is the exact same thing. So it's kind of feels better, but it's still the box, you know, and some people don't want to take it out of the box and want a perfectly mint box, especially, like you said, for the price you pay. Some people, you know, have tried to return them. That's the first thing when I called Mattel Creations or called their customer service. They're like, well, we'll just return it. And I'm like, I have it open already. I'm not returning it. What's your next option? And they're like, well, we can do a partial refund. Of course, they didn't tell me like what, how much or whatever it was. And then that was the first time I called. And they're like, well, we need to call you back. So, yeah. So then they called me back, but it was like 4 days after the other time. Because when I talked to the first person, I was like, they weren't going to solve anything. So I'm like, well, I kind of went all kind of caring on them and was like, I need to talk to your manager.
Yeah.
and they're like, okay, we'll put you in the queue for that.
You're in line.
Yeah, in line to talk. So they did call back.
Apparently it's a problem.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, but that person did call back. And then I was at that was the second call. And I was like, you know, you need to do something. It's damaged. I sent an email to them as well with all the pictures of all the damage. I had a ruler next to it. It was like a 4-5 inch gash through the top and side. So it was on the corner. So like down and around. There's pictures of it on our social media page. And so I sent all those in an email as well. And I'm like, you have this, you're looking at them right now. So they put a file into it to like investigation for it as well. And I'm like, at that last second phone call, I was just like this thing costs over $600. You know, you didn't pack it in another box. You know, I'm not asking for a full refund, not even really asking for like half of it, $100. You know, that's more than what the shipping was, $50. So, I mean, I would be fine with $100. That's, you know, fair for a fifth of the price. And they're like, well, we'll call you back to see. So then it was over the weekend again, and then like the next Tuesday, because it was like President's Day, so they weren't, you know, around. They call me back and they're like, "We'll do the $100." I'm like, "Perfect."
We got more.
Yeah. So they refunded on Brendan's card.
Thank you for your donation.
Yeah, that's where it was originally paid from, because they weren't going to do a check. Or actually, I think at one point I'm like, you know, just do. I have a Mattel Creations account.
That would have been easier.
Just refund it to the account. You have electronic transfer.
Instead of having to wait for me to remember to bring you the money at some point.
But like, just put it in an account, because I'm going to use the account anyway. I'm going to buy other stuff from Mattel Creations.
Look at my purchase history. Yeah, exactly. There's a lot.
It's like anytime you have a new exclusive out, I'm probably going to buy it anyway. So just put it there. And they're like, "Oh, we can't do that." And I'm like, okay. So, but they did eventually refund $100, which was good. At least there was something. It's just a goodwill gesture, at least, for as much damage as it was.
I mean, it would have been nice just to get another box, but.
Yeah, I would have taken another box. Just ship an empty box to me. That would have been fine.
It would have showed up worse, probably.
Yeah.
Being empty.
Yeah, exactly.
Throwing that around even harder.
It's flattened.
Well, luckily, the toy itself is all right.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything, you know, looking at it. And they were all boxed in separate boxes as well. So each of the towers had its own box. The accessories had its own box. So it was like within the box, there were several other boxes. Which is also good.
But the big pretty box that you want to keep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was damaged.
Yeah, it's just, I'm glad that they were able to make it right in some way, and that's good on them. And
right.
Just a bummer that hopefully it doesn't tarnish the experience too much. And
yeah.
And
that did make up for it, to at least that they did something.
Yeah.
You know, when I hear a lot of people that they're like, "We're not going to do anything, mainly just return it." Or, you know, that a lot of what I've heard is the options is they want you to return it and then wait to get a new one.
Which is kind of horrible.
Which I'm like, that would be. But you'd have to pay for the shipping to send it back. They're not going to pay for the shipping. They never said anything about that. Like, so you're out another.
Like, send me a shipping label.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and some of that should go on to the shipping company, too.
Yeah, whatever, FedEx. You know. So FedEx shipped it out. And yeah, they
yeah
exactly.
Not that any other company is better.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
Yeah, but yeah, they were the ones that ended up, you know, shipping it. So,
but hey, you got an attorney in. But it's the greatest thing,
and it is amazing.
World. Yeah.
Well, all right. Before we go, I just want to remind you guys that if you like the show and you want to help support us, tell a friend, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and you can also head over to patreon.com/cracktasticplastic. There's tiers there. You can help us out. Donate a couple bucks a month. It's pretty easy. And one of the perks is you get your name read on the show, like these awesome patrons: Tony Miller, Chris Turnip Simmons, Peter Glinsman, Alex LaForest, Michelle Pizzullo, and Bill Fisher. Comedian Bill Fisher. That's right. So those guys are awesome. And so are you for watching this video and listening to our podcast. We appreciate it so much. I think it's about time we get out of here, guys. What do you say?
So,
we got to like start to disassemble this thing.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Get it in the car and oh my gosh. But anyway, thank you guys so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast. But not so fast, my foul fiends. Don't forget to follow these fools on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And visit cracktasticplastic.com. I'll be back!